89.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a bag of thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Monty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Sun Oil Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
Yes, I do it like Nike. Me just I do it like Nike. Them one pies and me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
The Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024 edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy New Orleans, your company right up until 6 p.m. Happy New Year, everybody. I hope you had an awesome holiday season. I hope you had an awesome New Year. But we got lots to talk about today. Lots to talk about. And, of course, you know, it's Tuesday, so, you know, the first episode of the year, we will coincidentally be touching base with Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper down there in Freeport, see what's going on, because, as you know, each and every Tuesday in The Guardian, you have the Freeport supplement, the Grand Bahama News, all right, full breakdown of everything that's going on in Grand Bahama, so we'll touch base with those great folks on that, and glad to have them back this year contributing as well. And then, of course, you know, we got a little bit of other things to talk about. First things first, you know, so if y'all want to chime in on the John Canoe, that's fine. As soon as I get the phone, y'all can text me. I'll tell you how to text me. And we can talk that. My question is, and before we go into anything, I want to pay tribute to Sparky. Y'all like to get on Sparky, but listen, come you see the video of Sparky in the middle of Bay Street? Boy, look here, dressed right now in the John Canoe costume, headpiece, walker, everything, ready to go. And I know he had been four brown bottles stuff somewhere around there. But Sparky, I saw the video. You know how many people sent me that video? They know, look here, boy. Look here. Look here, your number one chronic caller. Look a ratchet jaw bucket mouth. Look here. And Sparky, you look good. That dress you had on was hem right up. I don't know what your costume was, who you was representing. I know he's representing the Valley, but I don't know what your costume was in particular. Apart from, if Kapunkalization was a person, it would be you. And I said that with the most love and respect. Yeah, if all Kapunkle up was a person, Sparky, that looked like you that night in the parade. And I ain't saying that to get off. I ain't saying that because you was my boy and your friends could get away with cracking a little joke here and there. But I tell you, Sparky, you look good. And the hem on the dress was solid too, brother. Honestly, I mean that. And your color coordination was solid too. And your walker was there. You was doing your thing, Sparky. Proud of you, brother. Proud of you. You represented the show in a good way. So chime in with your John Canoe talks and anything else you want to chime to touch base on them, you know, but for the most part, glad to be back in the chair. You know how to chime in. We're going to Freeport after the break. Here's how you chime in: 323-6232 in New Providence, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in anyone on the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. For fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, quick break. Flip side of the break. We'll be going to Freeport. We got Sarah chimed in already. Kermie, we good to go? All right, we'll be checking in with Freeport on the flip side of the break. So we take the first break, flip side of the break, we'll be going to Grand Bahama. We'll be talking all things Freeport as the Tuesday, January 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Just like every Christmas, let KFC bring all your favorite family members together at the table with you, the essential one, the one bringing the chicken. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy festive big box loaded with 2 pieces of your favorite fried chicken, 4 pieces of our real nuggets of 100% white meat, fries, a biscuit, corn, a delectable strawberry parfait, and a medium soda. Make your Christmas unique with the taste of KFC.
This holiday season, come into John's for all your footwear and fashion needs, where we have women, men, and children covered for work, church, play, or the party in your life. Jewelry, handbags, and of course, gift cards in any amount make a great gift for friends and family. And there is our small appliance section. Need a new outfit for fashion clothing stores? Our John's Carewear store is the perfect gift shop for a nurse or anyone in healthcare. Come in store or shop online at johnshoes.com for same day delivery or free next day delivery. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, Bahamas, from John's Shoes.
The Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater,
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, $75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists. You're raking and scraping with Ira Storr, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Brought to you by the Nassau Cruise Board. It's not just a concert, it's a night to remember.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone cut us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, January 2nd edition of Talking Heads, and it's 2024. You're up, brand new year, brand new day, day two. And listen, my New Year's resolution is to not tell you on my New Year's resolution, because you all like to spread other people's resolutions more than you spread your own. You know what I mean? So you do you, and I can do me, and we'll just see who does what by the middle of the year. All right? All right. All right, let's get down to Freeport, man. Oh, by the way, I just got a text. Sparky's costume was called the Rhinestone Cowboy. I mean, he didn't look nothing like Glenn Campbell to me, but hey, that's all right. We'll make it work. Let's get down there to Freeport. We got Sarah Kirkby chiming in. Do we have Darren also?
What, Darren? No, Darren's under the weather.
I spoke to him. He said he was a little under the weather, so I hope he feels better. But Happy New Year, Sarah. All the best to you and yours. And what's good in Grand Bahama, man?
Tell, I'm just still trying to get over Rhinestone Cowboy.
That's what they say, Sparky. That's what Sparky said. His costume was called a Rhinestone Cowboy. So, hey.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking Glenn Campbell. I'm going to let Mr. Producer pull that up. Glenn Campbell, Rhinestone Cowboy. We can play that to the break.
Seriously. Yeah. Got to play that to the break. That was one of my favorite. We did that. One of the girls I danced with did that song in the Miss YMCA pageant.
And no wonder she lost. Anyway, stop. That's only a joke. I apologize. All right.
No, it's only because this other girl was so gorgeous. So anyway, it was a great song. I love that song. It's funny.
All right. So what we got out of Freeport, though, Sarah, I see you always doing big things with the Junkanoo. You all had a great
yes,
parade.
Yes. And I want to explain this. We're only one day a week, so it's very hard for us to get content when we're like, Junkanoo happened last night, and you know, we don't always start on time. So trying to get the pictures in, trying to get it coordinated. So my huge thanks to Candia and all the team at The Guardian who let us drop some pictures in there. We all have much more on the online version and on 242 News Bahamas, so we can show off more of the pictures of the event. Junkanoo was great. I was there last night. It was a great turnout. You know, it just didn't quite start on time, but once it got going, it was fantastic. I'm a little bit upset. I did miss one of the groups because they were so delayed and I had to get someone who was with me back home. And I missed the Swingers, who I heard were amazing. And we're trying to find out who the winners were because we didn't know until today. And Platinum Nights were fantastic. So there's some amazing costumes that we didn't get to show everybody, but it was a really good turnout and great support by Grand Bahama, who all came out and was in their finery in the having up here in Freeport.
I mean, it was cold here in New Providence on the weekend, so, you know, it's still a little nippy today, so I can only imagine what Grand Bahama got.
Dude, it was in the 50s at night. It was freezing. People breaking out. You should see the coats we got going on. I mean, it's not bad today.
Everybody got the bombers on.
Dude, we got all the jackets and the boots and the outfits. It is jamming. It was been cold here, boy. These tourists, and then you have the tourists, which are cracking me up because they're not cold at all. We had some people from Alaska walking through, everyone's in all bundled
up. That's
what
probably brought the weather with them.
Yeah, and they got t-shirts and shorts on. To them, the weather is great. So that's good. So, yeah, it was a really great turnout. And We're also looking forward to Junior Junkanoo. Junior Junkanoo is one of my favorite events that is jamming here, and that's at the end of the month. But let me tell you, we've all been watching everything on TV. The coverage was fantastic from Nassau. So, I mean, it was just phenomenal. So it's great. And the costumes just blow my mind. We have some majorly talented people in the Bahamas. These outfits and costumes are phenomenal.
They are. I mean, very good parade out of Grand Bahama as well. Great, great one up here in New Providence, but also not to be outdone was Grand Bahama. Superstar Rockers, I think they were doing that thing too.
Yeah, I mean, everybody gave it their best effort. And my favorite, I mean, it's always the little kids that get you. They're so cute and they put such effort in. There was this little girl dressed as a butterfly. And let me tell you, I still don't understand this though. And maybe Sparky will have to explain it to me. But when you have Junkanoo, and okay, we're not, our bands maybe are not as loud as Nassau. I know I've seen Nassau Junkanoo and you can feel that beat from miles away coming down. But there's no music in the front. And if you're one of the front dancers, it's so impressive to me how you keep moving and dancing when you can't even hear the music and it's in all the way in the back. I don't understand why the music to the front so that you can, so they can hear it.
Nah,
am I missing that?
We got lights, we got whistles, we got glitter, we got all kind of glass, all kind of things. You think now you want to add Bluetooth too? Stop it. You're really getting my attention.
I just want them to have that music up in the front. I mean, this little girl was jamming up in the front. Everyone else was just kind of slowly dancing, and she was on with the rhythm. I just loved it. She made my night, so that was fantastic. So it was a great turnout, and they had lots of sponsorship, which was really good. So thank you to all of those people. I think Miss Carnival was one of the main sponsors, and I think BTC and the Port Authority. So it was really great night and great turnout for Grand Bahama. So good. We also had, we've done a story about everyone looking ahead and seeing how
a lot of prospects for 2024 in Grand Bahama, though.
Yeah, it's good. I mean,
I keep hearing good things about that cruise port, about Carnival doing big things down there.
Well, the thing is that we did a story the week before, which I was really excited about. And I posted it on my LinkedIn page and got a huge response. And we have, the way we were calculating it, looking at all the things that are coming on board, there is $1.8 billion projected in investments for Grand Bahama this year. If everything goes to par, right? You've got the shipyard coming, which is supposed to be absolutely massive. It'd be like a city down there. It's bigger than what we had before. And they were the largest employer at the time, kind of like our Atlantis, right? And then we have, right after that, you've got the Carnival Cruise Port, which doubled their money. So they're now at $500 million. And that's moving, you know, like you said, full ahead. They're already starting to work on the dock that will be out there. And it's looking similar to other islands. The excavations of the lagoons have started. And if you look at the layout, it's really cool. If you've ever been to one on a cruise, you know what to expect. And it's the pier that's going to be built out now. So that's what they're working on. So we have the story highlighted that. And then you've also still got Weller coming with their hotel looking to get started soon. Then you've got, which everyone kind of forgets about this one, but that's Walsum, which is the medical school. And because they're expecting so many students, they're also looking to do an investment on the island. Where is it? It's going to be a $200 million investment based on student space and a medical tourism facility. And that's supposed to be starting in this year as well. You don't see them so much because they're hidden behind of a major road, but their student enrollment's really increasing. And now we're at 160 students. So we're kind of like becoming like a fun little college town. You see all the kids out and stuff, and they're taking up a lot of apartments. So it's building, you know. And then you've got two other phases. You have the Exquisite Yachts, which is doing really well. And then you also have the O2 Villas. That's O2 Resort, going online. So we calculated and it's looking great. Now, the big one that we're holding on to that made our $1.8 billion is the airport. And we just don't know where we are at with the airport yet. So that's the real questionable one for us.
Well, we need to get that airport. I mean, again, here we are 2 years later. Let's get to the airport.
Yeah. It really is the big ass that everybody really wants for Christmas.
That's the linchpin right there. That's the catalyst.
It is. It is because you need it because I'm in January and I was looking at flight opportunities, right? So you look at where you can go. And for me to, it's way cheaper for me to go to Fort Lauderdale and then get an Uber to drive to Miami to get the flight I need to get. Because for me to fly into Miami, I was looking at $800 just from Freeport to Miami.
What?
Because, yes, you should see sometimes it's $1,200. The problem is it's limited seating to Miami and flight times. And because Miami is the hub for most of the people coming through to the island that are coming from different places.
Correct.
Like, especially from Europe, or they're coming in for building and stuff. They're going to Miami. So they're taking the bulk of the flight. So you might have one or two left. So our flights are ridiculous. And so it's a big concern. So that's why we all really want the airport to expand so we can go back to additional flights and get some, other opportunities or other ways to get off. The good news is, and we're hoping to get a story on this and find out about Western Air, because they've built their terminal, which looks amazing. And we're really hoping that they're going to be able to add a Freeport to Fort Lauderdale flight as well for us. That would be huge. Or even Freeport, Miami. I know they do one in Nassau now that's doing really well. So I'm hoping it's going to come here. And we like Western Air. They fly on time.
There you go. Other things popping down. I know
that won't help me on my next Bahamas Air flight.
Though. Yeah, there you go. No way, man. You got to touch everybody sometimes, you know, just to be able to report back to the nation in Grand Bahama on what is it like out there. Call that market research.
Unfortunately, they had an issue over the holidays, and they had an Orlando flight that never made it and got in at 1 a.m.
Wow.
I mean, you just can't do that. Yeah, it was an all-day delay. So, you know, we really do need this airport. So I really hope they're working on it. We all don't know here if we actually need this $400 million airport, but we do want something to come back, and we definitely want our, like you have, no, we want the U.S.
If you waited this long for it, then they need to give you the $400 million facility with all the accoutrements and, of course, that clearance like what we have here in New Providence, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, you're right. You have a beautiful airport in New Providence, and when you come through, it's great. And I have to say, you know, I came through at Christmas time and the service was fantastic. And it's always hysterical when I come through because it's just like when Sparky called in to ask me where I'm from. When I go through I always have the tourists and the immigration officers trying to stop us and go, no, miss, you belong in the tourist line. And I'm like, no, sir, I'm Bahamian.
There you go.
I go to the short line. Thank you very much.
Let them know you're on the Conky Joe line.
That's right. I need the Conky Joe line.
All right, anyway, so let us know about the local winemakers. I know they're doing big things down here. It should be booming, you know, in Grand Bahama.
Yeah,
I see them doing some big things.
It's great. This is two people really putting their efforts in and trying to create wines, and they're doing events and stuff. It's the young man that I met was Tanico Roll. And I met him one time when I was traveling to Abaco. He was going with Paintberry. He works for them full time. So this is his second. This is his hustle on the side. And they are very proud of him. And he's doing a great job. So I thought it was really nice to feature him, you know, really giving it all. It's great to see young entrepreneurs coming up and doing something different. So that was a great story for us. We do, unfortunately, have the one about the union concerned workers, about casual workers.
Right.
So that's a big story and a big concern here, especially with the port. So that will be something that we'll have to keep an eye on. You'll see the commentary from both sides of this story here. You know, because it's important for people that are working to get their fair time and pay, but also, you know, it's the casual worker versus the full time. So, you know, it's a big story, and I know you'll see in there that the Prime Minister has spoken about it as well. So we'll see what's happening, because the shipyard is going to be the biggest facility for us again, and we'll have the largest employment. So it's a big deal, and they need to get it sorted out. So that's a story I would really suggest everybody follow. And then, sadly, before you get to Junkanoo, I have to say I was really upset. So that's our No Brought Up Sea story.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. I ain't ready for you, though.
Boy, I was mad. I mean, come on. Grand Bahama is teeming with tourists at the moment. You know, just like Nassau is. We have so many people on the island. When they were at Junkanoo last night, they must have called out people from every. And we had Europe, and it's so great to see so many people here. And then to trash a beach, I mean, it was ridiculous, and it just makes you so mad. This is our livelihood. Why would you trash? Why would you throw stuff on the road? I mean, if I threw stuff out my car window, I think I did it once when I was little. My mom stopped the car, made me walk and go back and get it. I think I also got a cut hip as well. So I don't understand why people would do that. I just don't get it.
I and then leave it there. Like the whole thing about it is, it's not even trying to discreetly put it on the side or put it in one bag and leave it. Just scatter it everywhere.
No, and they left a bag. We used a bag to clean it up. I was just so, it's like, come on, people. This is your livelihood. This is how your family makes money. Why would you trash your country? It just makes me so frustrated.
And the thing about it is, a lot of times people from not even in that area come and have a great time and then go back where they are, where they live, and leave the garbage right there. They have that occurrence here in New Providence on several beaches that are, you know, frequented by the public. And it's great that the public can get to the beach, because I feel if you live on an island, you should be, you know, accessible to the beach just like anybody else and enjoy them just like anybody else. But we got to respect them and we got to maintain them.
And we have so many miles of beaches here. It's beautiful. But to me, this is where the police have let us down. And I think they should fine people. Just fine a couple of people. That's all it takes. And no one
make an example of one or two.
Make an example. Exactly. And it should happen everywhere, because this is our livelihood. And also, I mean, besides trashing this, the garbage that gets into the water system and it affects our animals. Come on, people. As you know, from the big campaign of that you did, oil fish. I mean, it's an environmental concern.
And I might have to break, because I hear some rumblings. They're doing some investigation right now.
No, you definitely need to break that out.
We need to be going green. We need to get off these fossil fuels, man.
100%. And it's so affordable now. And we live in this beautiful country, so we shouldn't do it. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And that's us, really. So we're happy. Grand Bahama is doing really well, besides the
Caller,
chill
I see
factor
you,
that we have going on.
But I appreciate you chiming in and getting us up to snuff and getting all the pleasantries out of the way for the second day of the year. But I know next Tuesday now. You know, I got some questions to ask, you know? I don't want to be Danny Downer on the first week. But, boy, let me tell you. I could be Danny Dumps next week, I tell you, because I got some questions. Right. But looking good so far with what I'm seeing, though, for the plans, what's being talked about. Now, let's see what it could be about for 2024 for Grand Bahama. And, of course, 100%. Like I said, airport.
It's a building year for us.
We got to stay on with that airport, sir. I want to see you with that airport, man. We got to get at least groundbroken on that airport this year.
100%. We are with you, and everybody is rumbling. It's got to happen for us. And, you know, the elections are coming up. Whenever they are, come on, guys, let's get this going. This is something that we need. And we're not looking for the Taj Mahal. We're just looking for a decent airport. Yeah.
400 million worth of airport. You all deserve it.
Thank you. I love that.
All right,
and
sir.
I have to say, Naughty, New Year's resolution. I want you to be just the way you are. I don't want you to change. Just have a good year.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's how I see it.
Exactly.
But thank you.
Let's just have a good 2024.
It's hard to change perfection in my book. That's what I say every day. It's hard to change perfection. Anyway, no, but I appreciate it, man. And continue good luck and continue doing what you're doing down there with the Grand Bahama News, because we appreciate hearing what's going on in Grand Bahama. Still have many Grand Bahamians here in New Providence trying to get back down there and, you know, get back into the swinging things as well, too. So we'll have to keep on. But glad to know that every Tuesday we'll still have the supplement from Grand Bahama.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Be safe, and we'll talk again next week. You too. Take care now.
All right,
let's get to the phone lines real quick, Mr. Producer. Who we got on the phone? Is this the Ratchet Mud Bucket Meister Sparky? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello, hello, Naughty. How you doing?
I'm good.
Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you, and all the best to you and yours, man. Thank you. All the best to you and yours.
Naughty, what they need to do, and I keep saying it, if they find anyone dumping, what they need to do is to put them out there, what area, if ever it is, have them put on a cap and put Daily Jim and have them for a month out there picking up garbage.
Or pay a fine.
okay, fine, something to send the message, because we do for more sometimes. You know, when these beaches, sometimes, you know, a lot of people, yes, the garbage will not be there, but that's piled up by the garbage. You don't got to throw it all over the beach, all over the place, man. That's, you know, just stack it up right there. And I know some people bring garbage bags, especially to carry home. You know, they're the garbage truck that coming.
I don't think we see that anymore. That used to be the case back in the day. Obviously, if they have big groups, sometimes people pay attention to that. But for the most part, I can tell you, people leave litter everywhere.
Yeah, it's sad.
And then, you know, I don't want to put it on the folks that are contracted to clean the verges and clean the beaches, but obviously they don't do it every week. It's every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks.
But watch this, Naughty.
So, you know,
you'll find them on the highway or even JFK. You'll find the people picking up papers, but then you come up by the second leg and come back down by the airport.
Dirty.
Dirty again.
I got you again. Well, I got you. We're going to dress it and keep an eye on it for the new year, all right? We'll put that on the list, but we got to watch.
Okay, good.
All right, I appreciate you, man. Let's get to the next call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello?
Talking Heads.
Hey, can I get on the speak with
Naughty? Yeah, man, but turn your radio down for me, man.
All right.
All right, we good there? Yeah, you right. don't worry. Turn your radio down. You talk to me. Don't worry about hearing yourself. Talk to me. I get it.
I'm talking about my man. First of all, congratulations on a wonderful year that you've been producing, man. I really, really appreciate you. And Coco Becerra, appreciate you. And I want to thank you for all you're doing to promote Grand Bahama every day.
Thank you, man. No problem. It's my pleasure. And you know, my wife is from Freeport. My in-laws are in Freeport. So I got a vested interest in Freeport. And I want to retire. So we got to get it together.
Come home, man. Come home, all right? What I really want to ask you, what you know about this Lokayan Beach situation? I understand a lot of activity up there these days. Would this be under the office of the government who would have the control of the prep club and those other facilities?
What I'm getting from what I'm hearing and what's been announced, I think those are some moves that they're making in order to make it more feasible and presentable and palatable to offer to somebody else to purchase the whole entire property.
Okay, but
at least if they do get them opening and functioning, some sort of job opportunities are there for Grand Bahamians that aren't there now. So yeah, that'll be a good thing.
Yeah, Naughty, but in the meantime, Pop Club and one other restaurant they operate, and I wonder who's sponsoring them.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'll ask a few questions myself and see if I can get an answer for you. Keep on listening, and as soon as I get it, I'll let you know.
All right, thank you.
You know, it sounds like you got to connect the dots now with A-Ground Bomber.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, man.
I love my island. I want to see it move on. That's all.
All right, my brother. Be safe. Happy New Year, man. And call me whenever. All right.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye.
Let's get to the other calls. Boy, y'all got the lines hot up today, boy. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
A godly day to this dark universe. Our payment here, Naughty.
What we need is truth. Law, order, and justice.
Justice, law, and order.
That too. What's going on, my brother? Happy New Year to you and yours.
I'm telling you, but I listen occasionally when I'm home, for sure, I listen. But what I want to say, right? This cycle, right, in which we are in now, I wish you all the best, you know?
And I appreciate that, Brayman, and all the best to you and yours as well.
Thank you. Now, the other thing, right? When it comes to throwing garbage children, right, out of the car, right? Excuse me. I think you got to teach them, okay, if they throw something out of the car, you know, let them walk back for it and see how long they take, time them, and make them pay also for the gas.
Correct.
You see? And they would learn, you know?
Yeah, there should be some. We need to take it back, take control. Yeah. You know, we need to be clean, green, and pristine, like we used to say growing up. And I think we lost that somewhere along the way.
Yeah, and we ain't got to be harsh with them, you know. When we, you know, teach them in that manner, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
It's a good suggestion,
there,
Brayman.
That's all I want to say.
I appreciate you listening, man, and all the best for 2024. I know you'll chime in whenever you got something important to say and get off your chest.
For real.
Just don't bust no corn, man, all right? Behave yourself.
And I wouldn't want to dirty my face and, you know,
right.
My record like that. But sometimes some people so nasty and it makes you so
upset.
Rex, you know what I'm saying?
I got you, but that's why you called me and vent and we'll work it out.
Right.
All right, my brother,
well,
be safe.
All the best to you and your family. But you were going to say something just then?
No, I was going to say all the best to you and yours, man, and all the best for 2024, and I know I'll hear from you. I know
the
you.
Same.
All right,
well,
my brother.
I appreciate that.
Be safe. No worries. Caller, just drop. Call me back, man. You got to be a little patient, man. There you go. Let's get to this caller as well, too. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
My brother, Happy New Year to you, man.
Hey, what's going on, Big Jeff? Happy New Year to you and yours, too. All the best
for
2024.
Man, and to MJ, if she's listening, Happy New Year. And keep on the good work, man. Keep Naughty on his toes.
Always.
I tell you. Naughty, I was listening to the earlier part of the show with the Freeport sector, and a thought came to my mind, and I don't know whether it's ever been done before or whether it is, but, you know, many of our family islands also have their own junk new festivals going on. Have you heard ever where the government decided, and when I say the government, our Ministry of Tourism perhaps would have sponsored these groups from the other islands to come to Nassau? Take one extra day outside of Boxing Day and outside of New Year's Day and just have a festival with just the groups from the family islands participating downtown Bay Street.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how feasible that be, but why don't they take the winner from each family island and then bring them here and let them go off against the winner from the parades up here?
Well, that even that is a good suggestion, because basically what it is now, you know, many of the family islands, they claim that the opportunities that the groups here, or even we here in Nassau, which is the hub, you know, they don't have those opportunities, and perhaps we need to now start spreading it around. These guys also pay taxes in this country, and I believe that we should begin to show some love, you know, cater to them. If people in these large entourages could fly all over the place at the taxpayers' expense, we could at least inspire our people from the other islands. You know, that okay, well, if you guys have your competition here and the best group of all the groups are, you know, we will sponsor that group to come and have a special day. Like I said, not Boxing Day, not New Year's, perhaps the day after Boxing Day. And that day will be for all of the groups to come together in a national parade, just like how the Rose Parade have it, and have something, extravagant. I believe we need to break out of the usual box.
Now,
and
listen,
start a new box.
Sparky, you know, I'm not Sparky. Jeff, I got to tip my hat to the Minister of Tourism and the Deputy Prime Minister. You know, you've been doing this work, getting a lot of partnerships. Latest one with the Dallas Cowboys. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Getting the Bahamas out there. Now, what I would say is another good idea is to get an all-star contingent of Bahamian Junkanooers and go to the Rose Bowl and paste those roses like how we paste and do what we do and just blow America's mind at the Rose Bowl parade. Just absolutely freak them right out that we're using their roses and making it look so good and all the music. Can you imagine that in Pasadena? And I've been to Pasadena. My good friend Stacey Ogman, who played with the Hawks and several other NBA teams and University of Nevada, Las Vegas, running Rebels, he is from Pasadena. I've stayed in Pasadena many a week because I go out there for a minute when I go hang. And I'll tell you, man, I've been to Pasadena. I've been to a Rose Bowl game. I've been to the festivities down there. And let me tell you, I've always thought from that first time that I saw it back in the day, boy, Junkanoo would be awesome right here. Why not get an all-star team of Junkanooers and get them over there? And guess what? If we could paste and fringe the paper and all that, we could do it with flowers too, brother.
I wholeheartedly concur with you. I agree with you. An excellent idea. And, you know, it isn't like the Bahamas isn't on the map when it comes down to festivals. You know, but maybe not in California, maybe not in New York in the way perhaps Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando does.
Right.
But it's an excellent idea to go to the Rose Parade. I don't think there's any Bahamian group I've seen on
go to Macy's too, Senator Macy's Parade too in New York, right down Broadway.
Exactly. And it's a good start. Excellent idea.
We agitate for it. We agitate for it this year. It's only day two, Jeff, but we got 363 more, so let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen, buddy. Thanks for taking my call.
You too, man. Hop on. Let's get to this other call. Rick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello.
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 Fucking Sparky.
Sparky, ratchet man. I used to rhinestone cowboy Sparky.
Man,
listen, Sparky, this line been on since I got here, but let me tell you, the text line has been blowing up. You have done it again.
I thought I was a bucket mouth star, but you don't want to overtake me.
Man, listen, you part of the program, man.
I'm coming out to meet Darlene Ivy after all the joking and all that kind of thing. Let me congratulate the Saxons and the Valley Boys, but I know, you know, as a Valley Boy, I'm original. And I know, and you know, they cheat us.
I know they cheat us. Sparky, I watched it. Now, let me tell you something. I seen private parades where the Saxon won every category and the Valley, you know, won the parade. So when it comes to Junkanoo, my motto is, teeth from teeth, God smile. I don't get that no more.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, honey, look here. What I want to do is do a shout out to one thing to the Valley Boy, that after 65 years of Junkanoo, they finally decided to honor my mother. Gwendolyn Mercedes Joy Manspin the Fountain.
But that's good, Sparky. I'm glad they gave your mom a just award.
They
gave her flowers.
Although we came second, both mourners, and I would say, like, you know, to, I'm going home now, and you know, I had plenty brown bottles.
But Sparky, how many brown bottles you had on you when you was on Bay Street? I saw the video with the walker, and what that costume was you were wearing. What's the official name of your costume?
What they say but me. I say, the Bewery, he had enough for me.
But Sparky, my question to you is, what did you name your costume? I saw it. And it matched your walk and everything. He was on point.
Yeah, there was a, you know, because of my leg problem, my friend Bootsmith brought me a walker, and I sprayed that gold. I sprayed my dog on tennis gold. I put a gold thing on top of my head, and then a friend of mine was supposed to make me a dashiki, and they made it an old gown.
But I thought it was a dashiki. Down. That wasn't a dashiki. That looked like a house coat, but it matched everything with your hat on. You look good.
Yeah, but I was supposed to put a belt around me to bring it in around my waist, but because I'm a big bare belly.
And you couldn't hide the brown bottles underneath. You couldn't put it on the belt. I got you, Sparky.
Yeah.
We love
so
you.
I tried my best, but I did get it. I say, well, look. Naughty, I say, I was going to be the first one in Bay. And I was the point. When I walk in the Bay, the man say, no bottle zone. So I drank.
And then
the policeman take the bottle away. And then they open up the gate.
Sparky, man, be safe getting home, man. We got to get to the news, but we love you. We appreciate you, and glad you had a great Junkanoo, and all the best for 2024. We're going to take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll get to the news. On the flip side of the news, we'll be in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports and a Dolphin fans. Boy, what a difference a week make, eh? Come for your things. Uncle Naughty waiting on you. Come for your things. Yeah, come. Let's go. We can talk a lot after the break.
Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kick up.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Just like every Christmas, let KFC bring all your favorite family members together at the table with you as the essential one, the one bringing the chicken. Enjoy a KFC festive bucket packed with 8 pieces of golden fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon Pepsi in a free reusable beverage bag. Available for a limited time, the reusable drink bags are perfect for your future festive feasts. Make your Christmas unique with the taste of KFC.
Jingle all the way around the world with Shell this Christmas. Win $30,000 in prizes when you spend $20 in fuel at any Shell location now through January 5th. Enter now to win 2 round-trip tickets to the Miami Dolphins and Buffalo Bills game, or see the world and will be selected to win thousands of dollars in free fuel, grocery, and many more fabulous prizes. Fuel up and get your receipt for a chance to win with Shell now through January 5th, 2024.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, January 2nd edition of Talking Heads. Let me get this call real quick before we get into the 5 o'clock. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Who's this? Yeah, Brayman.
Hey, what's happening, Brayman?
Naughty.
Yeah.
I want to clarify something, and I hope Sparky be listening. Now, you know I'm a Saxon. You know I'm a Saxon.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else.
He's a hard Saxon.
All right. What I want to say, right? Now, if Sparky remembered, he talking about cheat. Sparky got to be, stop coming on this radio and talking foolishness, you know. Sparky got to behave. Before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's first let me put it like this. How it is. Now, each group would get together and agree that somebody's out of their group would be the judges. Each group, okay, that's what's happening at Yonkanoo. Each group, out of each group, one or two judges comes out to judge the parade out of every group. And that's an agreement with the groups. Okay? Before the pandemic, Sparky and those which is the Valley won two straight. They won two, right? I think it was two straight, but for sure it was two before the pandemic. Okay? Now, nobody. And it's the same people from the groups who was judging the group then, out of every group, or the majority of the groups, it's the same people who judge the parade what just went. So tell Sparky behave himself. He's drinking too much of that.
Brown water.
I'm telling you. Tell him behave, and he know it. It's not like he don't know it.
I got to get y'all two on for a debate. I think that'll work.
Well, I believe he hear me. I believe he hate me, you know? Let's fucking stop talking foolishness. Anyhow, thank you, Naughty, for your time.
Yeah, man, no worries, man. I appreciate it, Brayman, and thanks for the call. All right, let me get in today in sports. Since we got Pearly zoomed in yet? Pearlissimo, happy new year, brother. We got him because I can't hear him.
Say that again?
I say happy new year, my brother.
Yeah, Happy New Year, my brother. Happy 2024 to you, your family, to all our listeners. Good to be here. Let's get going. 2024 is here.
Hey, pump up that volume for me, Mr. Producer. I can hardly hear Pearly.
You're not listening to me, Naughty?
No, you in a wind tunnel.
No, I'm sitting here in my living room with the television pumping, and I'm just chilling, man.
Must see something stuck in your blowhole. I know. I guess you got one of 56 particles stuck in there, so it might be muffled because of that.
Wow.
Really? Wow. Wow. You know you had to get a little goosey there, man. Come on, Pretty. What happened to them dolphins?
I had to walk up and down Bay Street and listen to 500 million different people tease me about that game. I don't need to hear that from you. Besides, we can have a talk because I want to hear your views on something. But go ahead with today in sports history.
You want to hear my views on something?
Yeah, I want to hear today in sports history first, though.
All right, I give you the sports history. What views on MVP? MVP's clear cut.
I want to hear today in sports history, and then we can have a discussion, sir. I don't want to get into the discussion without. So, see, when you don't do it today in sports history, we get Texas. Let's just do it, and then we can talk.
All right, cool. Today in sports history brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. On this day, January 2nd in 1953, the Baltimore Bullets began a 32-game road losing streak. 1957, Gene Fulmer defeated Sugar Ray Robinson to win the middleweight boxing title. 1965, Broadway Joe Namath signed the richest rookie contract of $400,000 in the history of pro football. In 1971, in Glasgow, Scotland, 66 people were crushed when fans trying to leave encountered fans trying to return after hearing that a late goal had been scored. 1972, Elvis Presley gave Muhammad Ali a $10,000 robe with People's Champion inscribed on it. Ali wore the robe on March 31st, 1973, when he lost to Ken Norton. 1982, the New York Islanders began a 23-game undefeated home streak. 1983, Ken Anderson of the Cincinnati Bengals completed 20 consecutive passes to set an NFL record for passing accuracy. 1985, the Rebels of UNLV, or the UNLV Running Rebels, beat Utah State in three overtime periods. The final score of 142-140 set a new NCAA record for total points in a basketball game. The game took over 3 hours to play. 1986, Mike Bossy of the New York Islanders scored his 500th career goal. 2002, Mike Modano of the Dallas Stars scored his 400th career NHL goal. Modano became only the fourth United States-born player to reach 400 goals. 2002, Ron Francis of the Carolina Hurricanes scored his 500th career NHL goal. Francis became only the fifth player in NHL history to reach 500 goals and 1,000 assists. In 2003, it was announced that Bill Parcells would be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And our sports quote of the day, it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up, Vince Lombardi. And that's a wrap on today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. All right, what you got for me, Permi?
Wonderful. Good, super dope. What's in the papers this morning?
What?
What's in the sports page? What's happening there?
I don't know what you want to know about. ain't nothing in the sports page because all the sports come in. Off of the new year, ain't nothing happening, nothing yet.
Okay, I got you. All right. So what's up, Naughty? What's happening, man?
What's happening? You tell me.
Yeah, all right, let's get it out. Let's get it out of the way. The Dolphins told a really good royal cut it. We did.
But Pearly.
We got spanked around. We got beat up on. We got mashed up. We got hurt.
The only thing I have wrong with that game, Pearly. Listen, Cowboys been taken to the woodshed this year. Dolphins got taken to the woodshed.
I'm talking about the Cowboys. Let's analyze the Detroit game. How was that?
No, we'll get to the Detroit game after this. I want to make a point pertaining to your game. We could talk about my game all about that. We could get all into that. That's no problem.
I have to say. I'm very anxious. Okay.
At the end of the day, why in God's name is your, I don't know, I don't want to pick on him because I hear he suffered from autism as a child, so I don't want to pick on your coach. But why is Bradley Chubb in the game in a blowout?
That's a question you will ask in a loss, yes. In an injury, yeah.
At some point, you got to pull Bradley Chubb, man. He was having a great year.
When did he get hurt? In the third quarter, was it?
No, in the fourth.
The start of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and you all were done beaten. No offense, but you all was done.
Yes, and they should have pulled him. But, I mean, if he didn't get injured, the question would never arise, correct?
Right, but now look at it. You got Bradley Chubb. You got Xavier Howard went back out. You got the lineman that went out. You got another injury, just all piled up in one game.
Yeah, that's the issue. That's the story of the Dolphins this year. A lot of injuries.
And no Waddle either. And I think that had a big effect on the offense as well.
So the injuries are catching up. Injuries are catching up.
Once again, Pearly, I think I might be right with my prediction. I think you get shot by the BB gun, Baltimore and Buffalo, and you end up as that sixth seed.
Say that again. You were breaking up.
I say last week when I said that BB gun might get you, Baltimore and Buffalo, I think you lose both those games. I think you end up as the sixth seed.
That could be possible, but a division game, you don't give up. You don't discount it yet because Buffalo ain't looking too good. Buffalo got New England, almost beat them.
I'll be honest with you, Pearly. That game, to me, with all your injuries and Buffalo playing as sporadic as they are, that could be a real 23-20, like, nail-biter and really good game.
It could be. We'll see. I think we'll beat Buffalo. I think we'll beat Buffalo. We'll find a way to beat them. We'll dig it up because if it's a division
game. It's a division game, though. That's true.
They spanked us the last time. They didn't look very good against New England. I think we've seen some weaknesses that I think will be all right.
So, you want to talk about my Cowboys?
At the end of the day, while I said Miami should do 11, maybe 11, 12 games, most people thought Miami wasn't going to win more than 9 or 10 games.
You were the only one that cried for the Dolphins being 12-5 at their best, 10-7 at their worst, 11-6 is what you thought they would be.
Exactly. But maybe, Miami's done a lot better than I anticipated them doing. I think we're a year ahead, but we'll be all right.
Now, if you want to address my Cowboys.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know at what point to say this, so I'll save it for the end of my rant. I watched the game, okay? Once again, Dallas left a lot of points on the field, all right? We shouldn't even have been in that predicament because if CeeDee Lamb scores his second, touchdown when he fumbled at the goal line, which was a touchback, that's your ball game right there.
Yeah.
But be that as it may, that was not the case. And it came down to Dallas being up 20-13. And I knew Dan Campbell, he's that kind of guy. He's going to go for the win in that situation. You've won your division. You know what I mean? You want to make a statement to a team who might have to play in the playoffs. You got nothing to lose, so you go for the win. I have no problem with that. Now, here's where I have a problem with. The officials in the have not been on them, Pearly. Before I get into this now, for everybody else's team, including when Philadelphia robbed, raped, and pillaged the Dolphins, I said, how could Philly play a perfect game and the Dolphins be the only team penalized? Remember that?
Yep.
And I said, not only am I doing it to defend you all, but I'm doing it to defend the Cowboys and the integrity of the league because you don't want something like that to happen to your team.
Yes.
Now, to that point, there came the officials. For the third or fourth time, they've had controversy with this officiating squad. They're going to be downgraded. Here we have a problem with the call. Now, according to the NFL rule book, and Gene, what's his name, Sator or whatever his name from NFL Network, who's been around for a while, when I listened to his breakdown, I got the full grasp of it. Now, the problem is, yes, the lineman for the Lions did go over and did declare. But at the same time, there were two other linemen over there around the referee.
Which is normal practice to confuse the defense.
However.
Which is not. Go ahead. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Bernie.
No, I want you to finish this because it's not to that point exactly. So that's why I want you to finish.
So they have to declare. They either say, I'm hot, they give them a hand sign or whatever. And sometimes they'll send two or three in to confuse the defense. But at the end of the day, the ump or the ref that has to announce who's eligible. Now, here's where the grades in to play. And I think a lot of the hullabaloo is based on a false narrative. Here's why. The referee announced number 70 is eligible, okay? Even though number 68 was the one who was announcing that he was eligible. Number 70 had announced three times already in the game earlier that he was eligible on certain plays Detroit was running. So the referee, in his error, made a mistake with the number, saying 70 is eligible and not 68. Now, when the play is run, of course, the defense, any defense in the league, when the ump comes in or the ref comes in and say, hey, 70 is eligible, you're going to put coverage on 70, correct, Pearly?
Go ahead.
If 68 isn't announced, of course 68 going to be wide open because we, the defense, have not been informed by the referee that you're eligible.
Okay.
The only one informed that was eligible was 70. The coverage went to 70, therefore allowing 68 to be open and catch the two-point conversion. Now, that's where your gray area is. If 70 announced and they threw the 70 and they catch the ball, boom. Game over. Because they catch it in coverage. Obviously, if 68 is announced, they're going to roll coverage to him and ignore 70. So saying the Lions got robbed on that.
Was 70 announced? Was it actually announced?
Yes, the umpire said 70 is eligible. He made the mistake.
This is what you heard, or this is what you're being told after the fact as reporting?
No, this is what I heard on video, and this is what Gene Stadidor said on NFL Network, who's a seasoned NFL referee.
Do they also say that prior to the game, like, you know, that
they also go and they talk to coaches and say, what's your trick play? And they got to tell you, I got a punt on fourth down in punt formation. Where do the guys have to be eligible? I got a fake kick return coming up. I got a reverse. Who's eligible? Who needs to be upfield? Who needs to be? Yeah, they go through all of that.
And so, they were made very aware that 68 would be eligible for a play like that. Anyway, go ahead.
Hold on. They went, nah, that's where you're wrong. No, Purdy. Pearly.
No, let me say this piece. We could argue the point back and forth.
You throwing that in there. They don't tell you which lineman. They say I run trick plays with linemen. The lineman will announce in the game. They don't tell you before the game which is which. So I can't let you do that.
Fair enough. Okay.
That's the only point I'm trying to make.
Okay. Fair enough.
Now.
The bottom line is the officiating in the 2023 season has been
garbage. Terrible. But let me finish. Let me finish though, Pearly.
Okay.
So they say that was an illegal play. They run it again. He could have kicked the field, the extra point, gone to overtime and tried his chances. What does he do? Goes for it again. Interception. They say Micah Parsons is offside. That was questionable. They have another opportunity. Do they kick the extra point, go to overtime and try to win it? No. They try to win it again. And their quarterback on the third attempt made a horrible throw. The defense was there. The defense held. Cowboys win. And guess what? I remember in Philadelphia, Schoonmaker caught a touchdown opposed to you, the catch, completed it all the way through the ground. They didn't do that. He was also passing a third on, didn't do that. And we lost, and we got robbed just like you did against the Eagles. So guess what? Teeth from teeth, God smile. I don't care. A win is a win, and we'll take it. Because we've been hosed before, too. So it's our time to do the hosing instead of being we'll be the hoser instead of the hosey. That's it.
Wow. That's your answer.
That is my answer. The integrity of the game needs to be addressed in the offseason. Okay. The rules committee needs to take it. But right now,
if the shoe was on the other foot, you wouldn't be saying this. You would have been ranting as you did in the past.
No, I've already said that the call was a bad call. What the Detroit coach decided to do after bad call ties intrinsically into them losing the game. Because you can kick an extra point and go into overtime.
Bad call cost Detroit the game. No matter what happened after that, it cost Detroit the game.
Y'all could say what y'all want. I stick to teeth from teeth, God smile. It's all good.
But it goes to the whole point.
That all year, the officiating in the NFL sucks.
It's terrible. And it is terrible and needs some serious revamping.
I'm not running from that at all. Let's go to the phones. We got a caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Mystery B. Please be Mystery.
Look at him calling for backup, rounding the wagon. Say all these blowholes. All these blowholes done full. Not now. As we let it be Mystery.
No, your talk really changed because you're all men. That's all I have.
No, Pearly, my talk. One second, Mystery. With all due respect, one second. Pearly, I said from the break, I opened it. And I said did I not make noise when they hosed you up? Did I not make noise? I did. But in this instance, I could be honest with you. It was a bad call. I agree to that. But you got to go talk to Dan Campbell for being Cowboy Rob in the wrong corral and getting dealt with by Doc Holliday. That's all I'm trying to say. He went to the well too many times. That's all I'm trying to say.
No problem whatsoever.
Mystery.
What's going on, Naughty?
The referee screwed up on the ref calling is that Dallas is now going to be the number two seed in the NFC as long as they beat the Commanders on Sunday.
And? Like I said, the Dallas Cowboys would be the NFC East champion again because we haven't had, what, in 23 years, Burley, or what, a consecutive winner?
On crappy refereeing. An undeserved.
Listen, Nutty.
Yeah.
What's up, Early?
What's happening, Mystery? All the best to you and yours for 2024, my brother.
And to you and yours, brother. And you too, Pearly.
Hey, bro.
Listen, Nutty, honestly speaking, I heard all that gibberish you're running on, bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly speaking, y'all supposed to be 0-3 going into this game against the Commanders on Sunday.
What a coulda, shoulda, and if my auntie didn't have different plumbing, she'd be my uncle. So, yeah, can't help you there.
Listen, Parsons was offside because they showed that about 3 times. Parsons was offside.
Okay.
And you know that. You saw that. You know sports.
All right. I might have been goosey and pretty a little bit, but Parsons might have been offside.
Oh,
okay. So he was offside, and they accepted
but
then, that.
But hold on. But my point again is, after all of this, the coach could have kicked the extra point, played it in overtime, and if you so called, okay. So then you live by it, you die by it.
He gave you all the gift. He gave you all. That's a gift. That was a Christmas gift. That was a gift. All right? Y'all were supposed to be 0-3 going into this game against the Commanders on Sunday.
Listen, all I'm saying to you is the Cowboys got it out of the way, win the division, and play the number 2 seed. Yeah, why not get a game at home?
The Commanders ain't got nothing to lose, so y'all
correct.
Better
you play your starters halfway through the game. Y'all better play your starters through the whole game and y'all going to lose.
They better.
That right there.
That's right.
All right.
The Commanders ain't got nothing to lose.
Listen, that's great. I'm glad y'all got all this philosophy for me and my Cowboys. I appreciate it. I take it. It's noted. It is taken. It is noted with thanks. Okay?
So let me say, if you finish number 2, who you play? The Rams?
No, the Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay. They got Green Bay.
And the Rams, go and play the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's right.
Okay.
And
right.
The Rams play the Detroit.
Stop.
Detroit will play the Rams. They're number 3. 6 plays 3. 7 plays 2. Green Bay plays Dallas. 4
Miami,
plays 5.
Miami plays Indianapolis.
Philadelphia and Tampa Bay will play. At the moment, Miami plays Indianapolis. But if they lose to Buffalo on the weekend, they drop to the number 6 seed.
If it's hypothetical, we're going to win.
Yeah, okay.
Buffalo.
I hope for your sake, you win.
Don't talk no hypotheticals. No. We got to beat them.
I already told you from last week, y'all don't survive.
What BB gun? We survive it against y'all.
The BB, ain't no B in Dallas. The BB gun is Buffalo and Baltimore. Baltimore and Buffalo, that's the BB right there.
Oh, okay.
Dallas is a D. Okay. Y'all throw that D on Dallas. Everything good. Like, I ain't want to
show. Baltimore put on us on Sunday, we can take it out on Buffalo Sunday coming. Because they really put something on us on Sunday. I never seen nothing like that yet.
Now, my question to y'all is this. Per se, you don't win. I'm going to put y'all in the category of winning at home. What's your record at home this year, Pearly?
8-1.
8-1. You played 9 home games, Pearly?
Well, it's 7-1. Sorry, 7-1.
No,
one.
We ain't played 9 home games.
Right, there's only one defeated. There's only one undefeated home team in the AFL. We know who that is.
We're 7-1.
The Dallas Cowboys. All right, the 7-1. All right, 7-1 at home. That means you're on the road, similar to us, like 3-5.
We get 5 losses.
Three and four. My question is: are you all built to get by a first round game in the cold?
Absolutely, we are. Yeah.
What's the status on Mostert? I was just about to say, is he going to be back?
Mostert will be back.
We'll know tomorrow after practice.
So then,
yeah, Waddle will be back. Waddle was without Mostert. Okay, A-Chain is in. You know, so and then I think Eichenberg is out too.
And you lost Chubb. You lost one of your linemen. You got Xavier Howard now.
Yeah,
you're all up against it.
Howard wasn't playing no good ball anyway, so he could stay out.
Howard has been a disappointment this year, but
he could stay out.
So where you are saying you're Miss Igbahini now? You're Miss Igbahini?
I can see our number one pick being a cornerback. That's what I can see.
And y'all had Igbahini or Igbenogamy or whatever, and y'all traded him. He's doing well for special teams for Dallas.
He was worse.
You're on Miss Igbahini, eh? My God.
What is he doing with Dallas?
He's a special teams ace, buddy.
Oh, okay.
He's the gunner on special teams. He took over from our real special teams ace who got injured, but he blossomed into the road.
All right.
And he scored a touchdown. And he scored a touchdown on defense this year. Block field goal. He recovered it, scored a touchdown. So, yeah, Igbahini doing his thing, you know, as a special teamer. That's about it.
Right.
And, of course, you know who we traded to you guys? Boss Man Fat, y'all cut him. Y'all let him go.
I think Howard is overrated though.
But
no,
Howard is not overrated.
Howard is, the numbers are smoking for him. He's just suffered a lot of injuries the last 2 years.
Yeah, his injuries came in the 2 year span. Some people get him over career. We injured year two, injured year five, and Howard back to back hard injuries.
Yeah. I was one of the best cornerbacks in the game prior to 2 years, 3 years ago before these injuries. The injuries have caught up in him.
And one thing I like about Howard, and probably is a detriment to his game, he's one of the few cornerbacks that tackle, you know, that legitimately tackle. So
you
always see those guys have a shorter career too because they do stuff that other ones don't. They don't tackle, you know. So all right, Mystery Man. Good. We'll talk a lot this week, man. I really want to see y'all get it done. I'd like to see y'all play at home. I think y'all could be a tough out if you play at home as the number two seed. But if y'all got to go on the road at number six, it might be a little difficult for y'all weather wise, not talent wise.
That'll be tough. Yeah, I agree.
We'll see.
All right.
All right, we'll talk soon, man. Mystery, be safe. But Purdy, man, like I said, back to your point about the NFL officiating. This crew this year has been absolutely garbage.
Garbage ain't the word.
And when you have the crew to call that game in Dallas, it come out that this has been like the fourth time they've been, you know, reprimanded on a Monday after the game for making mistakes.
Ridiculous, man.
Where are we? Ridiculous. But then it ties back into, if they're there, obviously they're there for a reason.
And then that ties
back into the whole, you know, Bill does a sports entertainment company like the WWE. So you really can't, you know.
Bernardi.
Hate the results.
I want to switch up on you a little bit, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I watched the NCAA playoffs yesterday.
Buddy, Alabama got beat, so I know you're happy.
Happy as a lamb, but what I really looked at Penix.
Penix is a monster, bro.
430 yards passing. That guy just lit it up last night. Lit it up. Letting you know you ain't giving me the Heisman. No problem. I can take the national title.
But listen, I can be honest with you. Where does he drop in the draft? Who does he go to?
He's gonna be a first round pick. You know, I think trading Fields and going for a number one pick. You just taking one quarterback to put in the same situation you have
you,
now.
You taking another quarterback, the same skill set and everything, stay with Fields.
Yeah, and might as well go with Marvin Harrison as your number one pick. Give him some targets. Give him some things around him.
But Marvin Harrison with that offense in Chicago with the three decent running backs they got and the tight end. Buddy, if you're a number two receiver, now you got some value because Marvin Harrison can catch everything as a number one.
It's going to be interesting to see.
He's scary good. When you got scouts saying he can't coming out as a better route runner and hands guy than his dad, and his dad's backing it up, and his dad is Marvin freaking Harrison, buddy. My God.
Yep.
That's scary, Pearly. That's scary.
Yep.
And I wouldn't be surprised if a wide receiver needy franchise went all in and traded up to try and get him.
Anybody who gets him will be a winner. Anybody. That's why nobody in Chicago would want to get rid of him.
Depending on what they need, though.
Boy, they need a wide receiver. They need help. They need everything.
Well, Dallas don't need to do nothing in the next draft or two. But and I want to see it like this for the first 3-4 rounds. Best offensive lineman on the board, tackle on the board. Best offensive lineman on the board, best defensive tackle on the board. You hear where I go? I mean, that's the trenches. The Lions got to rebuild, bro. The Lions have to rebuild in Dallas.
Yeah, you need a
maybe not as far as edge rushers go, but as far as hog mollies, like my good friend Arvin Butler would say, is trench guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hogs in the middle. Look, they got to do it in Baltimore. Do you see that defensive tackle, bro? He is 6'8", 335 pounds.
Yeah, and moves well.
He ain't gained no weight, though, Pearly.
But I don't know.
Dallas likes to draft.
I think Lamar Jackson will be the MVP, hands down.
Yep.
They're still trying to give it to Josh Allen.
I'm telling you right now, they're trying to angle it for Josh, but it's going to be Lamar, Josh, and Dak Prescott, those three, and Purdy in the conversation.
It should not be. There's no conversation. Dak solidified it against Miami. He solidified it. All they have to do is have a decent game on Sunday, that's his.
No, Lamar got it out right, Purdy. I'm just talking for Dak's sake now. Let me see where he ended up over some of these other people in the voting.
All right, we'll see.
Because to not have him in the conversation is crazy. Because I'd like to make this. Yes, Lamar Jackson is, and I'm saying it, is hands down the MVP, especially with that performance against y'all coming on the heels of that performance against the 49ers. Agreed?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm saying that. But if you look at Dak Prescott's statistics,
oh, Lord.
He got some better statistics than Lamar in certain areas. Therefore, i.e., putting him in the conversation for second, third, or fourth as they vote. I'm not saying he deserves to win. But I'm just saying that to say when you're pushing Josh Allen and a certain narrative with him, he's got, what, 14 turnovers, 15 turnovers for the year?
Oh, boy.
Let's be honest. How many Tua got?
It's so amazing how your talk has changed every other week on this team of yours.
No. How has it changed? I am simply saying.
You've already gone from calling for McCartney's head. I know you ain't calling for Dan Quinn to be head coach anymore.
Hold on. Pearlie, how many times did I say when we lost recently that we've won recently despite McCarthy and Detroit game was another one, and a couple of other games we have lost clear cut because of McCarthy. There's still no guarantee that in this playoff, look, I can't knock a dude who won 5 in a row I can't knock that if they win in. I'm not knocking McCarthy for one reason. Let me tell you why. He has found a way to make Dak happy. If that's the voice that makes Dak comfortable and Dak perform at a high level, great for the moment. Okay. But if it gets to the nitty-gritty and your boneheaded in-game decisions, clock management, and foolishness that you like to do that comes to bite us in the bungee when we do lose, cost us on a high stage like the NFC Championship game, you got to go, brother.
He ain't getting no better now. He ain't getting no better.
But because he's a yes.
Hold on, Pearlie.
So a realist. Jerry loves a yes man. Back-to-back 12-5 seasons and further advancement in the playoffs, even if we come up short, will earn him another go-round with Jerry because Jerry loves a yes man. Jerry does not want a coach that's going to get fired up.
Okay.
The last coach that wasn't a yes man, they just inducted into the Ring of Fame on the weekend after 30 years, he should have been there a long time, is Jimmy Johnson.
Yep.
And notice, the breaks went for us in the second half after he was inducted and not against us. So maybe the curse of Jimmy has been broken.
Okay.
Maybe we make up a Super Bowl run because the curse of Jimmy has been broken. I'm not saying we are. I'm just saying maybe it could happen.
Okay.
Two Irishmen could walk out of a bar on St. Patrick's Day. Highly unlikely, but it could happen.
Okay.
So my talks aren't changing. My talks are now adjusting as to what I see from the Cowboys. At that point in the season, I could not say anything good about them after being beaten 42-10 by the 49ers. Okay. I can say that I watched the team improve and the offense improve and the defense improve, and the offense went from one of the most hard units in the red zone to middle of the pack, which is improvement. Dak has played at a high level. CD has played at a high level. We've developed Ferguson into a top tight end, top five tight end. You got Brandon Cook still doing his thing. So, yeah, you got to go with the flow right now. We're winning. So it is what it is. You can't really complain too much when you win, right? You can say McCarthy has some red flags, which he does, just like your coach. You can't really complain when you're winning, but he does some boo-boo-to-fool things in the game, too.
I can live with my coach red flags. He's only been doing this 3 years.
I get that. McCarthy is like we see in signs, like return to addiction. Like, okay, he's showing him signs again. He's on the crack pipe. Let's get him to rehab.
Yep.
McCarthy don't go away from certain things. So I'm just hoping that Schottenheimer in his ear as the offensive coordinator, you know, air quotes, just keeps him on track enough to make good enough decisions. Somebody needs to be a voice. Mike that night might not work. Maybe we don't want to do this. And I'm hearing Dak has been now more vocal, and he's been there and said, look, we got to run more plays for CD. We got to run these plays that work. Forget less of this. So, you know, let's see where it goes. But at the end of the day, McCarthy is still a liability, like I said earlier in the year, due to game management and clock management. And in-game decisions, he makes horrible in-game adjustments, if any at all.
I got you.
And Dan Quinn ain't going nowhere. Dan Quinn will stay right there in Dallas and make head coach money as the defensive coordinator. Because look at the teams that are out there this year that are looking for a head coach.
Yeah, but you think Dan Quinn is the best defensive coordinator y'all can have?
Who can we use to replace Dan Quinn?
He got one more. That's why people run at him. He won't change for certain things. He refuses to play zone. He won't play man all the time. And, you know, man
but,
will work.
But Pearly, we only let up 20 against the number one offense. I mean, 22 against the number one offense, who's y'all. Detroit got a high-powered offense. We held them to 19.
Yeah, but you gave up them points to against us when you should have been able not. You didn't have to because we had to come on you. If you all killed us for three quarters and then the fourth quarter, you give up, you switch back to man-to-man.
Yeah, Quinn's had some ups and downs, but that defense wouldn't be where it is today and over the last 3 years if it wasn't for Dan Quinn. So
I understand what you said, but I got to find some little weakness there to make noise.
No, and that's fine. In the run game, we do and we've improved recently over the last couple of weeks against the run. But if you got a smash mouth football team, Dallas could be in trouble with people just pounding the football right up the middle.
All right, so I want to digress a little bit. I want to switch leagues a little bit because I'm understanding that the Los Angeles Dodgers have become the villains of AKA WWE type villain. Everybody hates my Dodgers now. Eduardo Perez, who I used to admire as the MLB analyst, not going to listen to him anymore. Talking about the Dodgers is still the second best team in the major leagues, second to Atlanta Braves. You got to be
he might be a little. There's something there, Pearly. Something there. Something right there.
See, you know, all I can make is mad. Of course, it's going to get Josh Haley. You know, just the rub and that wound.
Wow.
That's a real possibility.
Y'all really trying to get Hader?
He's in the money. We're talking to him.
Wow. Wow, that's nasty.
People looking at it, but the Dodgers have not really spent a lot of money like that, they think, you know. We're not going to be that bad into the luxury tax because a lot of money came off our books last year. The same money we get in JT Martinez could give gone off the books. Some other money's gone off the books. Some other pitches we lost, and one or two other players we lost. JD Martinez, we lost. I can't remember top of my head, a couple other players, but some good money come off our books. We even may lost Kershaw. We may not get Kershaw back, and if we do get Kershaw back, it won't be till July.
Wow.
So,
I don't know.
So, you know, plenty of money come off the books that may not as diverting to someone else. So it's that the Dodgers we stayed out of the free agency market last year. Didn't really do anything. Didn't spend no big money other than JD Martinez and Hayward, which were like reclamations. And then all of a sudden we planned and we said for 3 years we were planning for this day. Can't beat the Dodgers if they got excellent planning and a great general manager in Friedman. Can't beat them for that.
Yeah, you gotta.
And a lot of pitchers want to come to LA to work with our pitching coach, one of the best in the business. And we have a very good program that we recreate, rediscover, and find weaknesses and take the best of the pitchers that some people think have done. You know, I don't understand what Boston is doing. Boston goes ahead and signs Gaudelito and then trades Sale to Atlanta. What are you doing?
It's crazy. It's very crazy.
What are you doing?
All right.
Yeah, I thought you'd build it up, you know, but anyway, it is what it is.
All right, Pearly, we got to look at the NBA right now because we got to get our picks in, brought to you by the Island Game. Then we're going to take that break, and on that flip side of the break, taking us home, Colin Cowherd, Nick Wright, they're breaking down the top 10 teams in the NFL after week 17. And some other tidbits in there, too. So it'd be a good recap to see where we're all at and who needs what and what needs who as we need to get where we need to get. But like I said, the last week is going to be very interesting.
Yeah, I think it will be.
Does that loud, my dolphin?
Somebody shout at me this now, yeah.
Tell them be quiet, man.
Okay. Yeah.
Tell them you're doing your thing. All right, tonight we got the Sixers against the Bulls. I see the Sixers a 10-point favorite at home. That means Joel Embiid is back. So
yeah, he
is. I like the Sixers to win. I'll take the money line to be safe, but I like them to win over the Bulls tonight.
I like the Sixers. I kind of like the points for the Sixers. I think they can blow the Bulls out.
Pelicans taking on the Nets at home. They're 5.5-point favorites. I like them to win the game, but I'm a money liner because they just played the Lakers yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And beat the Lakers, right?
Moving right along.
Yeah, boy. Boy, looking kind of oldish, boy. I tell you, boy.
My boy, this is January the 2nd, 2024. I don't worry about my Lakers until March, April. Let me start talking.
Okay.
You were 10 and a half games out March, April, right?
Yeah, I know. But then we made a trade, and we got to do some other trades, too.
Something happened.
Celtics -4 over the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the Oklahoma City Thunder is at home. I'm thinking a lot of people injured for Oklahoma City, like Shai-Gilgeous Alexander.
They do have...
Maybe my boy, Chet Holmgren, might be out.
They're not listing a lot. They're not listing any real injuries for either team.
Spurs look like they're full of injuries. Memphis is 11-point favorite at home. I like them to win at home, but I don't think they cover the 11.
Oh, why not?
Spurs been playing a little bit better recently. We'll see, though.
I like what Jazz been doing. I like the way they're playing. They're excited right now. They might still be on that high.
Spurs
just still a young team. They're still a young team, and they're not very competitive. Like Wembley, still a great play, but they're not ready yet. I'll go with the Grizzlies and the points.
All right, the Kings by 15 over the Hornets. I like them to win, and they probably gonna get that 15 tonight easy.
The Hornets so dead.
And
yeah.
Hornets got injuries as well too. Warriors over the Magic by 3. Boy, the Magic covers the spread like a mother, boy. They want me some parlays covering plenty. And they're pretty decent as a young team. Yeah. But I think the Warriors are rounding into form at home. I like them coming off the holiday. I'll take the Warriors at home by 3.
Do you think Draymond ever could come back?
No, and they're playing all right since he's gone. So let's see how that goes, too.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
All right, Pearly, I appreciate you, man. We got to get to the break, flip side of the break. You know, Colin Cowherd and Nick Wright taking us home. So we'll do it again tomorrow, man. And, of course, Thursday, it's all you. So, you know, people are looking forward to that as well, too. Thursday is Pearly Thursdays.
When we talk tomorrow, I'll tell you what I want to talk about Thursday. I think it'll be something very interesting, a lot different than what people want to talk about.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
I'm kind of, you know, waiting kind of with anticipation because you've been so vague about it. I don't know what the heck you mean, but hey. Looking forward to it. It's probably going to be a goodie.
I'll talk to you off here to get your permission, you know.
No, ain't going to be no permission. If you think you could go in and make it happen, do you, man. Let's go. Hey. You know how this thing goes.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Before we go, I just want to say, it was kind of nice on Bay Street going to John Canoe, and a lot of people, again, Naughty giving the show some credence and basically saying they enjoyed the show. So those who hit me up on Bay Street and said that, thank you so much. Naughty and I really appreciate
it. We appreciate it, man. And for everybody who caught us in the food store and all of that, too, and Sports Center and stuff about it, too, greatly appreciate it. And Pearly, little surprise. We might have to bring Rivera out the dugout, out the bullpen, man.
I don't have a problem with that. I'm looking excited. We can bring Mark in the fifth inning. I don't mind.
Don't talk. We can do something special if we do it. But they're coming soon. I'm telling you.
Okay.
All right? We can talk. Let's get to the break. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking At.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to catapult your business into the spotlight? Introducing Guardian Business Boots.
Ignite your success, and it's absolutely free to join.
Did you say free?
Yes. Free Guardian Business Boost is not just a program. It's your ticket to unprecedented visibility and growth. The Guardian Media Group is creating new opportunities for small businesses who are the key drivers of that growth.
How does it work?
It works by first registering your business with the Guardian Business Boost at thenassauguardian.com. Then, each month, Guardian Media will pick and boost 5 businesses with 1 month of free ads across our multiple advertising platforms. The Nassau Guardian newspaper, website, Guardian Radio 96.9, Star 106 Hits, and all social media platforms. Catapult your business into the spotlight with Guardian Business Boost. Sign up for free today at thenassauguardian.com.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
You would pick the Rams to win, yet you have them behind the Lions.
So,
if that game happens, you're picking the Rams. So, true or false?
We talked about this yesterday. I said Detroit. Okay. I think Detroit at home. I don't think the Rams would get a pass rush. I think it's not a great matchup for them, and I just feel like Detroit's. It's a bit of a coaching mismatch, in my opinion. But we talked about this yesterday. I would reluctantly take the Lions. Reluctantly.
Okay. All right, yeah, talk to me in a week, because if it happens, my guess is you're taking the Rams. Also, on the Lions, Cowboys, and then we'll get to the Bills. I understand the call. I get it. I understand the Lions being upset. But the biggest thing that happened in that game was Dan Campbell treating post-call like an angry kid playing Madden.
Yeah.
Who is so mad his receiver dropped a pass. He's like, I'm going for it on 4th and 8. I'm going to show you, Dad. Like, chill out, man. I know it went against you. Go. And I like the aggressive stuff. But going for 2 from the 7-yard line is objectively insane.
Yes.
And they still could have won that game. And then Dallas, Detroit, if they face in round 2, would be being played in Detroit. Like, that sequence of events of the Eagles gagging the Cardinals game and the Cowboys escaping, giving Dallas the 2 seed, is one of the most important things to happen this late in the year. And then last but not least, here's my question. Where are you going to have the Bills ranked in the herd hierarchy playoff edition when they miss the playoffs? When they lose this weekend and they're not in the playoffs, are you still going to have them in the top 5? Colin, did you watch this weekend?
Yeah.
The Patriots turned the ball over 4 times in the first 20 minutes inside the 30, including a pick 6. And the Bills still tried to lose the game for him. 2 weeks in a row. Stick and Zappy almost took them down, and you can't like how they've looked post-Chiefs-Cowboys games.
Yeah.
You just can't. 2 games in a row, you think they're going to go beat Miami? Because I don't. And if they don't beat Miami and Pittsburgh beats Baltimore's backups, look out. The Bills are out of the playoffs, and you'll still say they can win the Super Bowl.
I'll move them to 5.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Your love affair with this team.
14 playoff teams, they're out. I'll move them to 5. I want to say this about Lamar. And one of the things, I used to have a Heisman vote. And I remember voting for Eric Bieniemy at Colorado, but he lost to somebody at BYU who had 8,000 yards. And I said, I'm not voting on this nonsense. You didn't watch the games. And I really push back on Westbrook's MVP, triple-double. And it's objectionable, the Lamar stuff. I don't care about his stats. I care about his influence and impact. I've watched him dismantle 4 good teams. I still think this is crazy. I still think he's underappreciated, and he's going to win his second MVP. Where do you land with him?
No, he's won a unanimous MVP before, and I know the voting is different now. You used to just submit one name. Now you submit a full ballot, 1 through 5. I'd be hard-pressed to hear anyone explain why he's not getting their first-place vote. I think he might be unanimous once again, given the fact that McCaffrey is going to miss Week 18. Tyreek has slowed down a bit. Obviously, you know, the bloom came off the rose with Purdy. So I think Dak should be not, you know, a unanimous number 2, but a pretty clear number 2. Lamar's got to be the guy. And he is an eye test guy with some good, not eye-popping stats the way they were his first MVP year. But I want to put the Lamar conversation on its head to a degree because I want your reaction to something. Because we have seen Lamar win an MVP before, the Ravens be the one seed, and then they lost their first playoff game where he didn't play poorly, where he didn't play well, lost to the Titans. If, and I don't think it's going to happen, but there's a decent scenario where if the favorites win in round one, that the Ravens' first playoff game is hosting the Browns.
Yeah.
And that defense and the Flacco factor, and it's a third time playing a team, all of it. If Lamar plays poorly and they lose their first playoff game, are people all of a sudden doing the NBA, NFL, Lamar Jackson, James Harden comps? Unbelievable regular season guy.
Yeah.
Can't trust him in the playoffs. I don't want that to happen to Lamar, but there's a lot of scenarios where I think this could go left on him because they are clearly the best team. I almost feel like having the 2 weeks off could work against them.
Same.
And of all the teams they could play in the first round, I think they'd rather, I know they can't, play San Francisco again than have Cleveland, a divisional rival, come to town with the weird Flacco emotion part of it. That's a tricky spot for them.
Yeah, and the reason it doesn't land for me like Harden is because sometimes Harden... I'm just not sure he cares on the defensive end. He's a great individual player.
Sure.
I think Lamar is so much about Baltimore, the team, the locker room, his teammates. So I hope that doesn't become a reality. So I want to ask you about this. I said this. It's an interesting topic. I said recency bias is a powerful thing. We show up on Monday and Tuesday and we have big, strong opinions. But during this heater for Justin Fields, his passer rating 77. And their defense is shutting down terrible quarterbacks. And everybody's like, look at this. And I'm like, yeah, in the heater, he's a 59% completion rate guy. And it wouldn't be the worst thing for him to go to home to Atlanta in a dome, in a worse division, not face Goff, Cousins, Jordan Love. Like, in a weird way, he'd be better served with an offensive coach and those weapons inside. I couldn't.
100%.
I can't keep Justin Fields. Doesn't win enough. He's been banged up. During the heater, it's average. He's just a great playmaker. Where do you land?
Well, listen, I think you might be short-selling him a touch, but whether you are or you aren't, you have to draft Caleb Williams. You can't in consecutive drafts have your choice of quarterbacks and in consecutive drafts not take one unless you are 100% certain this guy is a star. And while I don't, you know, I think he has now moved out of likely bust category, he's far away from surefire. And so, yes, you absolutely call Atlanta and see if they'll give you their second round pick and something. The other team, Colin, that I would call, if New England is going to keep Belichick, maybe you call New England and see if he's interested in trading the 35th pick for Justin Fields, pairing him with Marvin Harrison. But you have to. You absolutely have to take Caleb Williams if you're the Bears and then continue to build from there with the rookie quarterback scale, reset. Can I throw one thing? Because I mentioned New England. I know this isn't planned, but I just thought of it and I wanted your take on it. Do you think the Patriots are a potential landing spot for Russell Wilson if they keep Belichick? Do you think that could be the spot that Russell goes? Because there's not going to be a lot of teams that offer Russell a starting job. Do you think that's on the board if they don't get one of the top two quarterbacks because they beat the Jets, they fall to the fifth pick or something? Could you see that happening?
We talked about it. No, because I think the third quarterback taken is either going to be Michael Penix, Drake May, or Jaden Daniels. And those are way better than average prospects. I think this year, I watched Bo Nix yesterday. If Bo Nix is the fifth quarterback taken, he reminds me of a more athletic Drew Brees. I'm like, that's the fifth quarterback? So I think it's a legitimate question, but I think it's just a strange year with great prospects. Speaking of NFL and college, Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Harbaugh, to me, is better for college football. He's a disruptor. He's polarizing. I think he's just great for the sport. We already got a Harbaugh in the NFL. We're fine. What would you do? NIL makes recruiting kind of a pain in the butt. What would you do if you were Harbaugh, knowing his entire resume?
Oh, if I were Harbaugh, I think I'd do exactly what he's going to do, which is very publicly flirt with the entire NFL and really make Michigan pay you all the money that you gave back and then some, and then stay and be a legend.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what he will do and what he should do. Also, this Harbaugh renaissance is such a great turn of events for, if I may say so, me. Because, and I've told you this before, 8 years ago, when I was first got hired by FS1 and I filled in for you, I did a rant about how if you don't tell me if you're going to coach college or pro and you can pick any coach available, the number one draft pick should be Jim Harbaugh because he can be excellent at both levels. And I think he is now, and then he lost Ohio State 6 times in a row and I look like a fool. Now, I think that take is back from the dead. Let me ask you, Colin, all coaches available, college or pro,
yeah,
if you can hire one, but you don't get to know, are they coaching your NFL or your college team? Isn't he the no doubt first coach off the board? Isn't he the best dual threat coach in football right now?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's second is arguably Dan Quinn.
Who would?
I mean, okay, who got, yeah, by the way, outside of the Kyle Shanahan years, well, was pretty, yeah, average. That's second.
Yeah. Yeah, because it can't be Saban. It can't be Urban. Belichick, as we have no idea, you know, is too old. Andy Reid's not recruiting. It's got to be Harbaugh. So somebody find the grainy tape when I had a shaved head and wore fake glasses. That take, back from the dead, 7.5 years later. Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah. Nick Wright, first things first. The show is on fire. Very prominent billboard campaign, whatever.
Here we go. I knew it. I knew it.
You know, last week I wasn't bitter, but after about 32 sightings, I'm getting up there. Whatever.
Okay, yeah, I figured. Well, meanwhile, I will just say continue to be not only America's voice of reason, but America's most trusted college football voice, which this time of year I really lean on. So I'm just happy for you and your continued success. And I hope you think of that when you see my face when you drive off the Fox lot today with that massive, nice billboard we have.
All right. Nick Wright.
See ya.
First things first. College football's glorious. Flawed.